This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating consultation note on patient Raquel Escuera. First name is Raquel, R-A-Q-U-E-L, last name is Escuera, E-S-Q-U-E-R-R-A. Date of birth, 5-17-1994. This letter is being written to Dr. Sudha Garupiya. First name is Sudha, S-U-D-H-A. Last name is Garupiya, K-A-R-U-P-A-I-A-H. Address, 560 East John, St. John Street, San Jose, California, 95112. Telephone number 408-279-1400. Fax number 408-279-3216. Dear Dr. Garupiya, K-A-R-U-P-A-I-A-H, thank you for asking me to see this 28-year-old female in allergy consultation period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Raquel, R-A-Q-U-E-L, has been having ongoing problem with nasal congestion, stuffiness, and discharge with persistent mouth breathing for more than almost 20 years period. There are no seasonal variations in her symptoms period. She is exposed to dogs and smokers, and that certainly could be making her problem somewhat worse period. She also has sleep apnea, for which she uses a CPAP machine, period. There is a history of minor asthma, which hasn't bothered her for a very long time, period. She has not used any medications, period. She denies any obvious symptoms of cough, wheezing, shortness of breath, or anything to suggest persistent ongoing asthma, period. There is a history of facial swelling after eating red snapper, but nothing to suggest anaphylaxis, period. However, she does not have any other problem with any other seafoods or other kinds of fish, period. She has seen ENT physician and was diagnosed with deviated nasal septum and possible sinusitis, period. A CT scan was done to confirm the diagnosis of sinusitis, period. She has been using Flonase and sinus rinse with some benefit, period. However, her taste is also diminished, period. This is all quite consistent with this chronic sinus disease, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 28-year-old female who had moderate nasal turbinates and with significant enlargement of nasal turbinates, period. There was minor discharge, discharge, period. I could not visualize any polyps, but certainly our ENT colleague would be able to look more carefully and make sure there are no obvious polyps along with the sinusitis, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I recommended skin testing, and that shows a positive reaction to ryegrass only, and no other positive reactions were identified, period. Clearly, her problem is not allergic, and she does have non-allergic chronic sinusitis, and along with deviated nasal septum, period. Obviously, her management will be possible surgery and use of medications to reduce the size of turbinates, period. This was all discussed with Raquel, and hopefully we can go along with these recommendations and have her monitored by ENT physician, period. as always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Raquel Escoeria. Thank you.